I'm Karen, and this is She Speaks Truth, and thank you for joining me in what I am calling Psalm Sunday. I am wanting to spend more time in the Word this year, and I love the Psalms, and I thought one of the things we could do together is begin reading through the Psalms every Sunday. So a short recording will come out each Sunday of a new psalm every week. Let's get started. Psalm 19 in the NIV. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It's like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decree of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Lord, thank you for this psalm. And let us pray. Dear Lord, it's these last lines right here that just get me. While, yes, the parts about your word being perfect and trustworthy and right and radiant and pure, and that please, Lord, just I want the great reward, Lord, so forgive my hidden faults and bring those to mind so that I can be forgiven and keep me from willful sins. Yes, Lord, all that's important. But this last section here, this verse 14, is just like this reminds me of a Christian song from the 90s, early 2000s, and is just these lines. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And that, Lord, is just something I can cling to over and over and over when I have nothing else to say with words, because I have thoughts in my head and in my heart, but I can't bring them to the surface, Lord. I don't know what to say right here. This is just it. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Lord, you are my rock. You are my redeemer. And I praise you for that. Lord, when other people watch me and see me and hear me, may they know that I am striving, Lord, to be pleasing in your sight with my words and my actions. I praise you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.